And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs.
Welcome, you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed the first segment, you didn't miss a lot. But we were just chatting a little bit about things that have been happening this week. But the fall is in the air, and boy, that brings out a lot of different topics that Barbecue and Vibe and I are going to shift to. But right now, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah. You are tongue-tied this morning.
I'm a little bit, yeah. I mean,
how many cups of coffee did you have?
Not enough, evidently.
Well, then you should have brought in some bloodies, because that always makes the show a little better.
Stop right here.
No, I don't want a recipe.
Oh.
Unless you can put it in a glass.
Oh, well, you can if I had it with me, but I don't. So, no.
So, I did a funeral for some very nice family this week, and it was...
When you did it, you mean you cooked food for them?
I catered it. Yeah. And one of the things they wanted was cheesy potatoes.
Oh.
Well, see, in my house... I don't do cheesy potatoes. That is my wife's thing.
Right.
Even though she doesn't like to do it.
That's a lot of work.
For some reason, she always does it. And like the very first time she ever did it, they were fantastic. And every time since then, I think she does a different recipe or follows something on a can of soup or something. And they just have never been that way. So I did some research, and I wanted to get back to something more like... that first batch she did. And
sure.
I came up with something that I thought was really good, and it was pretty simple. And I got some help from Chef Andy on it. I'm not going to post the recipe because it's kind of proprietary. It's for him, but I'm just going to tell you, when it comes to cheesy potatoes, which is a fantastic dish with barbecue, as was proven by this big event. They didn't rant and rave about the brisket, about the butts and beans, nothing. It was those potatoes. And I brought them five big pans of them.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That's a lot of potato slicing.
If you think about all the events you go to with family.
Right.
Family reunions, Christmas, when somebody has to bring a dish. There's always somebody they ask to bring the cheesy potatoes. And you know who that person is? The person that makes really good cheesy potatoes, because they love them. There's so many recipes. You can go astray, afoul very easily. So
what kind of cheese did you use in that?
I used cheddar.
Okay.
And sour cream.
Do you thin it so it's not stringy?
It was shredded. And what I did was mix the shredded cheddar up with the potatoes, so it was distributed nicely.
When the potatoes were still hot?
Frozen.
Frozen. Oh, okay. So you bought frozen potatoes?
I went to Gordon's and got their frozen, the square kind, not the shredded hash browns, but the country hash browns or whatever they call them.
Chunks.
Yeah, they're square, little square bits. And because I was at an event the weekend before, and the barbecue caterer, a friend of ours, did it, and he did with stringy potatoes, and it was like mush.
Yeah.
Also,
like hash brown type potatoes.
Yeah, he did the strings, but it was also something about the way he made them that was just, it was not to my liking. Anyway, so I wanted it to be more like the cheesy potatoes that my sister-in-law makes every year.
Right.
And I didn't call her for a recipe. I just decided to try and rebuild it, and that's what I did. And it's not that hard. And then once you get them about half baked, pull them out, and you don't smoke this thing either. Don't mess with perfection. You pull it out and then put a bunch of that cheddar on top, and maybe a little, I put some Monterey Jack, shredded Monterey Jack.
I've seen that with just a little bit of paprika on it too.
You can, if you want the color. I don't know that. I still have a tough time discerning paprika when I taste it. I mean, it just doesn't do much for me. I'm missing that taste bud.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it has a value.
Right.
The other thing is, this time of year, I think, is, of course, smoked beans, which we do with every barbecue. But I think a lot of people maybe don't take the opportunity to smoke their beans when they're making them.
It's a big difference. I think two things on the smoker that really make beans good. One of them is the smoke that actually, you don't want heavy smoke because heavy smoke on anything goes bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And beans got quite a little bit of brown sugar in them. And what I really like about it is that it creates a little bit of a crust, that slow smoke. There, it's a little gummy on top. And then right before you serve those, you mix that in and you get a real nice smoky flavor in every bite. Because when I make a pan of beans, they're in a chafing pan, and what's that, like 4 inches deep?
Depends on which one you get.
Yeah, but so, I mean, a full pan, chafer pan of beans doesn't get smoke on the bottom. It's all on the top. And you know,
so it's okay if halfway through you're smoking. I leave beans on about 6 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Halfway through to pull them out and stir them.
Yep.
Turn it over.
Right.
Just like Lake Michigan does this time of year.
Yeah, right.
Turn it over.
Yeah, and then put them back in. And when they're finished, though, I mean, right before I serve them, I'll drop them in the chafer pan, and then I just stir them up before the first person comes through. And then everybody gets a little bit of smoke. And it's not so strong on the top and nothing underneath. So, yeah, and they get, if you leave them on there that 5 to 6 hours, like you were just talking about, they thicken up.
They do.
And have watery.
And I always use Bush's beans for my standards.
Yep.
And then my Negros, I'll very often use theirs too, or whatever the brand is that Gordon's has. But when I pour those Bush's in, I leave all that juice on top.
Yep.
And then I put barbecue sauce in with it.
Yep.
And I get it good and sloppy because I know it's going to dehydrate in that process.
Right.
But also doing them under the brisket.
Oh, so you're getting drippings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. If you've got a multi-level smoker like we have, that's easy to do. If you don't, then you can catch those drippings and put them in the beans if you want. But what it is that beef fat that renders off those drippings, if you will, are really full of flavor.
You know that for this funeral, they also asked for vegetable trays, which is not something I typically promote,
right.
Although I will in the future because I think it's a great presentation. I put those pictures on the Grillin' Guys Takeout Facebook page of the spread we put out. But one of my servers, Rachel, went and served the event. She used to work for Jim Crank up at Crankers.
Oh, yeah.
And I met her at Deer Camp. You know, I go in there for Deer Camp all the time, and that's when I first ran into the lovely Rachel, and it was pretty funny. But they loved her over there. She's been in food service for 3 or 4 years, college student at Ferris, and just she knows how to take care of the crowd, which is why we love her down at the kitchen, because she understands what people are looking for when they're hungry. They want it, and they want it now. And she kept that whole line. There was 120 people there probably.
Cool.
By herself. Just kept it going. So everything was pre-planned, pre-built. And all she had to do was keep laying trays out. But what I did do for that vegetable tray was I got some broccoli. So Friday at the Premier Botanics, I grilled up a little bit of that broccoli in EVO, and that was really tasty.
What'd you do with it? Just EVO?
Handed it out, yeah.
No, I meant what kind of
seasoning?
Yeah,
I roll it around in EVO. I throw it in a basket, and I just crisp it up a little bit and then season it with one of my favorite blends and just put it out for the seagulls.
And they come by and they pick it up.
They do, yeah.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we've got a guest from Dragon Mead Brewery. It happens to be the CEO of the company, Spencer Chanel. And he's going to impart on you a little bit about what Dragon Mead does. So you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you want to learn more about a unique beverage, stick with us. We'll be back.